Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in ready hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2852, and today's date is August 17th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Patriot Offensive Destroyed the Deep State, Define Subversion, Optics Confirmed, Right on Schedule. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now panicking because they do not have control of the narrative. Yes, they have put certain things into place. They position certain things to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But that doesn't mean that's where we're headed. Actually, what's happening right now is all of it is being exposed to we the people. There's no cover story. They can't hide behind the war, the pandemic, the global economic shutdown. Yes, they still might try something. But at this point, I do believe it's too late. The people have seen too much. The people are realizing what The central bank is all about, what the World Economic Forum is all about, and what the deep state is all about. Actually, they're all working together to bring us into what they really want. And the people are starting to see the truth. Remember, everything that they're doing is not what the people want. Everything that they're doing is what they want, and they're forcing it. The minority is forcing it on we the people. The people are sitting back going, yeah, but we don't want this. And each time you force us, it makes it worse and worse. I mean, look what's happening with the Inflation Reduction Act. I think the people of this country realize, even some of the fake news, they realize that this is not going to control inflation. Listen, the politicians that passed this, and it was all the D's, they can't even explain how this helps with inflation. Actually, it's going to make it a lot worse. But since Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, which that's not what it does, it's going to raise taxes on the middle class. It's going to push inflation up like we've never seen before. And people are starting to see the truth about this. What have the people seen? Well, they see 87,000 armed IRS agents to shake down Americans. They see that the tax credit for green vehicles, electric vehicles, is $7,500. But they see the corporations, they are raising their prices to meet this. Plus, there are caps. So when you look at all of this, this doesn't benefit the everyday person. This is not going to work. For example, in this, there's a tax credit up to $7,500. Ford has announced a price increase of $8,500 for their electric vehicles. How is this helping anyone? It's not. And people are seeing the truth. The people are starting to realize what's really going on. Now, the very interesting part about all of this is that electric vehicle prices were supposed to be heading in reverse right now. They're supposed to be coming down. Instead, they're becoming more and more expensive. Despite more than a decade of EV and battery development, electric vehicles' raw material costs are more than double the average of internal combustion engine vehicles. 8,255 versus 3,662 per vehicle. But for electric vehicles to spread to the masses, prices will need to come down. And there is absolutely no indication right now that this will be happening anytime soon. IC Cars analyst Carl Brower says the following: they're going the wrong direction, and everyone knows that at the end of the day, the price is the biggest factor in determining what people buy. So with high inflation, and I do believe energy costs are going to get higher, not just fuel, but electric, people are starting to realize, I can't afford this. Remember, all of this was supposed to happen with their cover story. If there was war, if there was a global economic shutdown, people were staying home because of the pandemic and they were getting their checks, this would have been a completely different story, because they would say, there is no fuel, it's all destroyed, we're going to have to use electric, and they would just start all over again. Because there'd be destruction, chaos, people would just want something new. They don't have that. And now people are seeing the absolute truth of what their Green New Deal actually is. And people are rejecting, especially with them pushing IRS agents on we the people. Actually, William Henk, he previously worked as a lawyer for the IRS for 20 years until 2017. He was terminated for allegedly revealing sensitive information to the media about how the IRS had reportedly failed to identify a multi-billion dollar corporate tax credit scheme involving a source of energy known as burning pulp byproducts or black liquor. And as a former Internal Revenue Service individual who's a whistleblower, he said that the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act will see the government target middle-income Americans with increased scrutiny and audits. He also said he believes that the agency will go after businesses that don't have enough money to hire Washington lobbyists. Now, think about that for a sec. Think about what we saw during the pandemic, where large corporations shut down during this period. Who did they shut down? The everyday people with small businesses. They don't want small businesses. What they want is they want controlled corporations. They don't want thousands upon thousands of small businesses. They can't control that. So what do you think the IRS is going to do? Because the pandemic wasn't able to shut down and close all these small businesses. Think about what they did to the media. They took all the small media and they brought it all together in, what, five corporations. They're same thing with the banking institutions, same thing everywhere. They're trying to do the same thing with all other businesses, because if you can centralize everything, remember, this is a central bank plan. Yes, the World Economic Forum, the private Western central bankers, they're all one and the same. They like things centralized. And if you have businesses that are decentralized across the country, this doesn't work for them. What do you think the IRS agents are there for? And what's very interesting is Tom Massey put this out on Twitter, and he says, these are not auditions for the next police academy. This is an actual IRS recruiting program, and they're showing these individuals being trained with their weapons. Remember, they're coming after the American people. Doesn't matter if you have a business or not. They are the thugs. And now we, the people, are funding the thugs. Really think about that for a second. But something very interesting. Elon Musk said something very interesting. And I talked about this before. When the central bank system was put into place, their system doesn't benefit the people. What happens is their system breaks down very, very slowly over time, which means the value of their currency devalues. And as their currency devalues, what happens? Everything becomes very, very expensive. Wages stop moving with inflation, with the devaluation of the currency. See, everything in the beginning moved at the same pace. And then what happens is wages do not keep up. The wages start to go the opposite direction. And the companies, they spend a lot more money. Everything becomes a lot more expensive. And what the central bankers had to do is they had to move things outside of the United States, because if they kept all manufacturing and everything here in the United States, it would be too expensive and you would see the central bank for what it is, just like you're seeing it today with inflation. So they had to move it to different countries where the labor is very, very cheap, and then ship it back here to the United States. And this is exactly what they've been doing. And as their system completely breaks down, they need to move to financing. They need to move to credit. They need to have two people working. And this is part of their plan. See, with two people working, the family structure suffers. And over time, as two people are working, maybe the two people have not just one job, but two jobs, the two people working, their family structure is a complete and utter mess. And actually, the people are depending on someone else to take care of their children. But this is what the deep state, this is what the private West central bankers actually wanted. And Elon Musk said something very, very interesting. He said, being a mom is just as important as any career. Actually, I think it's the most important thing. Careers come and go. Think about how many careers you might have had. Some people can't even remember the other careers, and because they had so many. But a mom stays a mom. And that is very important, because that teaches our next generation. And he's absolutely right. And if you know family structure, when the mom isn't there, sometimes the family completely falls apart. And this is what the central bankers actually want. Actually, if you take a look and step back for a second and take a look at America, think about plastic. Think about everything that we see today with recycling. This is all caused by the private Western central bank system, because as their system breaks down and things become very, very expensive because the currency is devaluing, they have to find new ways to make it cheaper. Why do you think they moved to plastics? Remember, when they used to ship things out like liquids, it was in glass because it became too expensive. Fuel went up, so shipping costs went up, and they are the cause of all this. And what they like to do is they like to turn around and blame it on we the people. But it seems that the central bank system, they're panicking right now, because they're starting to realize the people are waking up. They're starting to realize the people are starting to notice something very, very clearly. And we saw this on TikTok with Generation Z. They could see now that this is a time theft. They're enslaving us and their system doesn't work. And as time goes on, it gets worse and worse for every single person. Now, those people that were maybe in their 20s or 30s in the 70s, they thought it was great and they rode the wave. But the people now, since we're at the end of the central bank system, the people now that are going into the workforce, they're starting to realize, hey, this is very, very difficult. I can't make ends meet right now. This is why people are living with their parents, because they can't afford anything. It's not like it used to be when we were on the gold standard, or even going back further in time before the private West central bank. And we could see that since people are waking up, the Fed is getting a little nervous. The Fed sent a letter yesterday to supervisory staff at its 12 regional Federal Reserve banks and to all Fed member banks. So the letter started out and they said the emerging crypto asset sector presents potential opportunities to banking organizations, their customers, and the overall financial system. The word opportunities typically suggests that something of a positive nature might transpire. But the letter from the Fed fails to mention so much as one positive development that might occur from banks engaging in crypto activity. Instead, it correctly outlines a multitude of nightmare scenarios that can and have occurred from engaging in crypto activities. Why are they doing this? Because they're worried that banks now are going to offer people cryptocurrency access and people will be able to transition their money very, very easily to someplace else. And now they are panicking like we've never seen before. And people, they're starting to realize, and we're going to see this as inflation starts to pick up, because now that Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, which is actually the Inflation Expansion Act, we're going to see inflation push up like we've never, ever seen before. And when fuel prices start to move up, and this is going to be right after the midterms, because remember how they play the game. They try to make it look great. They try to make everyone believe that, hey, everything's on the up and up. Don't worry about it. We got it. And then all of a sudden, they go back to their agenda that they had before. Remember, their agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset. Their agenda is to bring us into the Green New Deal. This is just an illusion right now to make you think that they're working hard for you. They're not doing anything like that. Actually, you're going to see things get a lot worse after the midterms. And now people are going to see and understand how the currency loses value. And the Fed right now, and I do believe other central banks, they're panicking over this because they're starting to realize they don't have a cover story. Everyone's seeing it for themselves. And they're starting to realize, hey, this fiat currency system is completely imploding on itself. And what's very interesting about this, on August 15th, this in 1971, this was the date that Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. And we became full fiat, where they could just print and print and print and print and continually print. Remember, the central bank system is like a credit card. And those individuals in Congress, they keep borrowing off the credit card. Now, if anyone knows anything about credit cards, and if those people and those people that know about credit cards are living off credit cards, you understand that it's very difficult to get that balance down because of the interest. Why do you think our debt problems are the way they are today? Because when you have an open credit card and there's no accountability for anything and you don't have to pay anything back, what happens? Everything completely goes out of control. And that is what we're seeing right now. And the people, in the end, they're going to say, okay, enough is enough. We need accountability. That day is quickly approaching. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Why? Because they're watching Trump and the Patriots. They're watching the offensive. They're watching Trump bring the people over to him, the truth teller. And the people now are seeing the corruption. The people now are seeing the deep state. The people now are seeing the corrupt politicians. And as people see the corrupt politicians, see all of this, because it's all being exposed, the people then have the ability to change course and overwhelm the cheating system. You see, there was a time when the deep state players, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they were in control. The people were sleeping. The people didn't know what was going on. They didn't come out to vote. And they just said, okay, you know something? Whatever happens, happens. Times have changed. The people have woken up. The people now are in control. The people are starting to realize that there is election fraud. Actually, if you notice, the poll numbers continually move up and up and up because people are starting to realize there is a problem in our country. And they're watching this all play out, and they're seeing the truth now. And this is what Trump needed to do. I do believe we're still in the phase of the Great Awakening. Think how many people have woken up right now because of what they are seeing, especially with the resident, especially with now with Mar-a-Lago. They're seeing the corruption. They're seeing the agenda of the puppet masters. They're seeing it all. And the deep state players, big tech, fake news, they are panicking because they can't stop this. Remember, once you have the digital soldiers, once you have the population, once you have all of this, the deep state players with their fake news, with their big tech companies, with their puppet masters, remember, they are the minority, they can't stop any of this because the people are no longer controlled. The people are awake. And this is going to destroy the deep state system. The more they do, the worse it gets. This is why we're going to lead up to chaos. This is why we're going to lead up to most likely riots, maybe even a communication blackout. Because how do you stop all of this from happening? You throw everything that you have to shut it down. Is that going to work? No. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing the people down this path, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they're bringing them down this path because they know exactly what they're going to do. They know the playbook. And if they can get them to go down this path, which they're headed down, you know what countermeasures are needed to counter what they're trying to do. And if you notice, the plan is right on schedule. Look what happened to Liz Cheney. Think about all the people now that Trump has removed. The Clintons, Bushes, Cheney's, and there are more that he is removing. He's removing the rhinos. He's removing the deep state. And yes, the D's are going to get it in the end because they colluded with foreign governments. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. But what are we seeing? We're seeing Durham. He is on the hunt. He has all the corruption. He has all the declassified information. He's waiting for the right time. The same thing with Weiss. Weiss has Hunter Biden's laptop. He has details on millions of foreign payments, as well as lavish gifts and expense accounts. He has the emails where Joe Biden was working with some of these foreign governments. He knew the business of Hunter Biden. They know it all. And all of this is going to come out very, very soon. And we're starting to see the deep state players, they're panicking. And this is not the only thing that's going to come out. Remember, Ghislaine Maxwell, she has the black book. Well, not really. She doesn't have it anymore. The authorities have it. I do believe it's the good guys. And I do believe they're waiting to release this at the right moment. Because when you're hitting the deep state, and I'm talking about Clinton, Obama, and the rest, Joe Biden, all the way up the chain, all these individuals that you've been seeing bashing Trump over and over and over, when you start to see Durham, Weiss go after these people and you're seeing documentation, you're seeing the truth being put out there, what happens when that little black book is opened up and the names are released? Does that reinforce everything? Remember, it's always the same people. It's always the same group of people. And once you start to see that, and that's going to bring in what, Bill Gates? It's going to bring in many other individuals. You're going to see people in Hollywood, in sports, a lot of corrupt politicians. You're going to see it all. Actually, Kaniko the Great on True Social put this out and said the following. Jeffrey Epstein, the most prolific child sex trafficker in American history, who installed hidden cameras at his properties to blackmail, and that's the key word, blackmail, which means he caught them on film having sex with minors. So blackmail billionaires, scientists, presidents, and prime ministers. Boris Nikolic, the former chief scientific advisor to Bill Gates, who was named as the backup executor to Jeffrey Epstein's $577 million will. And Bill Gates, the man who believes the world is overpopulated and the man who is currently selling the world on mRNA vaccines and climate change. So you're going to see the connections come out and people are going to start to realize the same people that have been pushing the pandemic, who created the pandemic, the same people that pushed the vaccines, the same people that installed the criminal syndicate, the same people that did all of these things, including the central bank, are the same people that were blackmailed under Epstein that like to have sex with children. You're going to start to see all this. Now, when would you release all this information? Would you bring it out now? Or do you bring it out all at once and hit the deep state players, hit all these people all at once? There'll be no place to run. There'll be no place to hide. The fake news will have a very difficult time trying to control everything that's coming out, especially from Durham, Weiss, and the Black Book and election fraud and everything else. So what do they do to shut it down? What does the deep state, the criminal syndicate, what do they do to shut everything down? Well, they can create chaos. They can have riots, which I do believe they're building up right now. They can have a communication blackout so nobody could see all these things. I do believe that is approaching very, very quickly because we could see everything that they tried before has not worked. The pandemic is done. Their entire hoax is now over. And they're realizing that they have nothing left like that. So now they're creating a new plan. They're regrouping and they're saying, okay, we can't use monkeypox. That's not working. We can't use the new variant. Nobody believes us anymore. And now we need to shift everything to something completely different. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the pandemic. Because all these individuals who have been pushing this agenda, like Obama, Clinton, Biden, even the CEO of Pfizer, and many, many other people, all saying that they have COVID, even though they got so many different vaccines. I don't believe they probably didn't get any vaccines, actually. They're just using this. You think they're really telling the truth? I mean, they lied about everything else. You think all of a sudden they're like, hey, believe us, we're telling the truth. We got the vaccines. You really think they got the vaccines? Really think about that for a sec. The Bradford File put this out and said the following. Biden was out with COVID for 2 weeks, vacation for another week, worked for 5 hours, and is now off on another vacation. America doesn't have a president. Who's really running the country? Remember, he's the front man. He's not really running anything. It's the puppet masters that are running everything right now. But we can see that the COVID experts, the scientists, which they're not scientists, they're finally admitting that, yeah, they made up the whole 6 feet social distancing thing. We have the Biden White House COVID response coordinator. He admitted that the 6 feet of social distancing was entirely made up. There was no science that was backing this up whatsoever. Really think about this for a second. They pushed all of these different rules on we the people without science backing it up, but they're telling us to trust the science. Now they're telling us that they made it up. So where's the science? There wasn't any. And at the time, and we mentioned it many, many times, and so did many, many other people, there were ample scientific literature from the beginning to demonstrate that it was extremely unlikely to get COVID outdoors, that 6 feet apart wasn't going to work, that there is no such thing as asymptomatic transmission, that masks don't stop anything, that this wasn't what they said it really was. And the proof the CDC never knew what it was talking about with the 6 feet social distancing came when a study showed that the schools that implemented such guidance had more cases. This wasn't backed in science. There was no science whatsoever. But now that they're caught up in all this and people are starting to realize the truth, because time is an amazing thing, when time passes by, you can actually collect the data. Actually, we already had the data. We already had the peer review documentation. We already had people producing all this. What did they do during this period of time? They censored those people. Think about that for a second. We already knew that this stuff was fake. It wasn't backed by science. And the scientists, the true scientists that were saying, no, this isn't real. What did they do to them? They censored them. That tells you everything you need to know. Now the CDC's out there and the directors out there are saying, hey, we need an overhaul of the entire agency. Because remember, they didn't use any type of science. Now, she is the director, Walensky, she is the director of the CDC. She was feeding the American public all this bad information. Actually, she should be, the CDC should be shut down right now. Do you really believe that they're going to overhaul their entire agency? I mean, everything else they told us was a complete and utter lie. Remember, they told us to trust the science. The CDC used no science. Now we're told to trust the restructuring by the same person that lied about the science. I think we're all starting to see the truth here. Now, this reminds me of a post, and there's many, many posts about the CDC and what was happening with COVID. But let's look at post 4,338, because we were told the truth back then. And we know there were a lot of scientists out there with peer-reviewed documentation on masks on 6 feet apart. That, hey, the virus actually is killed with sunlight. Actually, I do believe Trump had the DHS individual come on, tell everyone, listen, the virus completely dies after a couple of seconds outside. Actually, most viruses do. And no one, they made fun of Trump at this point. But let's go to post 4,338. This is May 28, 2020. Down below it says, CDC conflate 34 to 57% COVID-19 deaths data, including pneumonia influenza. Average pneumonia influenza deaths per season. Why is the data constantly changing? Sometimes a Wayback Machine can find many Easter eggs. CDC data then versus now. Ignorance is a choice. So what happened was the flu numbers were going down as COVID numbers were going up. What do you think they used for COVID? They used the flu numbers to scare the population. They knew what they were doing. Just like Pfizer knew that, hey, our vaccines don't do anything that has to do with COVID. Actually, it makes it worse. Actually, Dr. Simone Gold put this out on Twitter and said the following. Breaking, a new Icelandic study shows COVID reinfection rate rises with the number of vaccine doses. The study shows that for most age groups, those who have received two doses or more are more likely to become reinfected than those who have received no vaccination or one dose. Wow. Remember what we said a long time ago? That in these vaccines, the death jabs, these were not meant to prevent COVID. These are going to give you COVID. So for you people out there that know someone that got the first two doses, the booster, then the other booster, and they are continually testing themselves, most likely they will continue to have COVID. Because that's included in this. Because remember, their entire push during the very beginning was to use faulty testing. And that was the PCR test. Actually, the creator of the PCR test said, this does not pick up COVID. They didn't even have the coronavirus virus isolated. So they used influenza. And then they had to bring it out to 40 cycles because there wasn't a lot of people that had influenza. Not enough. So they had to bring it out to 40 cycles to pick up dead RNA, and they used this to say, the reason why you have no symptoms or anything like that is because you're asymptomatic, but you actually have COVID. No, you didn't. It was all a lie. Just like everything else, they made it up, and now they're starting to admit it. And all those conspiracy theorists, oh, wait, maybe instead of calling all those people conspiracy theorists and all the scientists and the doctors, those are the truth tellers. Those are the people that were trying to tell the American people the truth. The CDC, Fauci, the FDA, the Pfizer CEO, and all the rest, and all the other big pharma companies, they were lying to the American public. Because what do we see? We're starting to see the documentation come out from Pfizer, and it doesn't look good. Because remember, they told the American people it's safe and effective. There's no side effects whatsoever. We don't see anything. But now we know there's myocarditis. We know that people are becoming ill, and they're staying ill a lot longer. And we know with women that got pregnant, some of them lost their babies who took the vaccine. Remember, they told everyone it's safe and effective, and those people that are pregnant, you should take it. Well, Marina Medvin on Twitter looked at the documentation and says Pfizer document dump ordered by a judge to the release pursuant to Freedom of Information Act request shows that 44% of pregnant women in the COVID-19 vaccine trial lost their babies. That's significantly above normal miscarriage rate. FDA CDC told pregnant women to take the shot. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Think about that for a second. Marina continues, it does not matter if the women publicizing the data is a conspiracy theorist or not, when the data is the product of Pfizer. Regular people don't look at thousands of pages of data. Conspiracy theorists do. Actually, we're truthers. Thank them for their time. And really think about this. Why can't they push COVID anymore? Why can't they push monkeypox? Why can't they push anything? Well, with COVID, what have people seen? Well, was it the CDC that said you don't have to wear masks on the plane anymore? Or did a federal judge just say it's completely unconstitutional, the masks were taken off, and everyone is absolutely fine on a plane? States started to open up, and they said, you know something, you don't have to wear a mask. And what did people see? There were no super spreaders. People weren't dropping dead. I mean, at this point, don't you think all the unvaccinated should be dead by now? Because the unvaccinated, and you should pat yourself on the back, now you know what you would do in Nazi Germany. The unvaccinated stood up to the fake news, stood up to the pharmaceutical companies, stood up to government, stood up and said, absolutely not, we will not comply. All of these people from the beginning till now should be dead, because wasn't this a deadly pandemic? This proves that they were lying once again, especially those people who were unvaccinated, that continually traveled around the country from state to state to state. And those people said, I'm not wearing a mask. And they're still fine. Isn't that amazing? What are we hearing today? Those people that got the jabs, they're the ones who are having the problem today. It's actually the opposite of what they've been telling us. It's always the opposite. And now people are seeing the truth and people aren't buying what they're selling. And as time goes on, they won't be able to push this anymore. Actually, they have lost all trust now. This is why the CDC is out there saying, okay, we need to do something because people don't trust us anymore. Why do you think they're mentioning restructuring their entire agency? You think people are still going to believe them even if they restructure? No, it's the same people there. It's the same director. Why would we trust them at this point? We shouldn't. And I don't think we're going to. I think the people know a lot more now than they ever knew before. And now they're thinking logically. But we can see the deep state players. They see that the offensive is moving forward. They see that they are losing, or they lost control, actually, and they are panicking. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter on Telegram put this out, and this is Adam Kissinger. He's on the Unselect Committee. Same thing with Cheney. Cheney completely lost. She lost by 40 points, and she is on the Unselect Committee, which means the people are not backing her. Kissinger is not running in the next election because he knows he doesn't have a chance. And he's panicking because he sees the country changing. He sees the people waking up. He sees the people are referring back and going back to the Constitution, going back to the founding fathers. And he's worried about this. Ultra Pepe says the following. He said, the next generation of politicians coming in are red-pilled and based, and this frightens him. Prepare for wave after wave of awakened patriots joining the battle to take back our country from the swamp. The awakening is giving power back to the people, and they're worried about this. Hillary Clinton is panicking because she sees what's happening with the elections, and she's trying to put her poll worker army together to try to control what is happening at the polls. She tweeted this out. Signing up as a poll worker is one of the most effective ways you can help make sure our democracy, by the way, it's not a democracy, it's a republic, works as it should. It's fun, nonpartisan, and you may even get paid, which means, listen, we're going to pay you. You do what we say. Make sure that the cheating happens. She's not doing this for a free and open election. She's doing it trying to put people into place so they can cover up everything. That's what they do. And this is not going to work. Actually, what they're doing right now, they're telling us that they're panicking. They're worried about the elections. They're worried about what is happening to this country because everything that they put into place, remember, they are blackmailed. They are taking orders from a foreign government. They're part of the deep state, part of the criminal syndicate. They are very worried about what is happening right now because everything that they were building, everything that they have is completely imploding on them. And we're going back to the Constitution. We're going back to the founding fathers. We're taking the country back and we're pushing out all the criminals. That is what is happening right now. Slowly but surely, the good guys are winning. And we know that they're very worried about the midterms coming up. We know that they're very worried about the elections. Joe Pollack put this out and he's responding to Bill Malugin. Bill Malugin said the following on Twitter. He said, the effort to recall LADA, George Gascon, has failed to qualify for the ballot. The Registrar Recorder's office announced only 520,000 of the 750,000 signatures it collected were valid. It needed 566,000. Joel responded to this and said, they reject nearly 30% of the signatures to recall a radical Democrat, then expect people to believe less than 1% of mail-in ballots in general elections are invalid. Really think about that for a second. If you notice, the deep state players, they manipulate the system to do what they want it to do. So if they don't want their person recalled, they will say, hey, the signatures don't match. They want the person voted in Congress or as a governor. Everything's clean. Everything's good. See, they shouldn't be in control of this. The legislature should. They should put laws into place. And I do believe this is what the Supreme Court is going to do. It's going to shift the power away from them. And if this shifts the power away from them, they're panicking. They know they need to stop this. They know they can't allow this to happen. And remember, the Supreme Court's going to be looking at this in October. But it really doesn't matter at this point because we, the people, are seeing all this play out. Think about the raid with Mar-a-Lago. The people now are seeing the FBI corruption. They're actually seeing the SS. They're starting to realize the real corruption and how deep it really is. We'll be getting into that in just a sec. But first, it seems that Trump's offensive is absolutely working. Right now, the establishment Republican Lisa Murkowski and Trump endorsed Kelly will advance to the November general election in Alaska. Murkowski and Kelly, the Trump-backed former commissioner of the Alaskan Department of Administration, are expected to finish first and second in the nonpartisan blanket primary, respectively. Under Alaska's new system, four candidates advance in the primary and face off in a ranked choice general election. And I do believe that Trump's pick is going to win. Just like Trump's pick in the race with Liz Cheney, she won. Harriet Hagerman beat Liz Cheney, and it was a blowout. She won by like 40 points. Liz Cheney didn't even have a chance. Now she's done for. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out on Twitter, and she said the following. A clear message is being sent about what the Republican Party needs to be. It's not anything like liar Liz Cheney, who is nothing like Abraham Lincoln. The reason why she said Abraham Lincoln is because when Liz Cheney gave her speech, she's saying that she's like Abraham Lincoln. She is not like Abraham Lincoln whatsoever. So Trump's offensive is working. We now have only two individuals left. So eight are gone, and we have Dan Newhouse, and we have David Valdao. David is from California. Dan is from Washington. And their time is coming. Now, Sean Davis, he looked at the elections, and it seems that Liz Cheney, she was trying everything she possibly could to get ahead, but it didn't work. And this is what Sean Davis said first. Then he replied to his tweet, and he said the following. Liz Cheney's loss is even more lopsided than it looks because of the number of Dems who voted for her. In 2018, 16,000 Dems voted in the House primary. In 2020, nearly 25,000 voted. This year, barely 7,500. By my count, at least 25% of Cheney's GOP total came from Democrats. Then he said, where did all those Dem voters go? Why did the typical 6-to-1 ratio of GOP to Dem primary voters in Wyoming jump to 23-to-1 this year? Easy. Cheney pushed the same-day registration rules so lifelong Dems could vote for her, which they did, because even they know she's now a Dem. I think all these people were always Dems. They pretended to be Republican. They pretended to be for the country. So has McConnell now congratulated Harriet Hagman on her win? Of course not. I don't believe he's going to. He hates Trump. Trump hates him. We all know that McConnell's a rhino. He's not doing anything for we the people. We all see it. Trump put out a couple of truths on True Social. He said the following. Congratulations to Harriet Hagman on her great and very decisive win in Wyoming. This is a wonderful result for America and a complete rebuke of the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs. Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself, the way she acted, and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions towards others. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion, where I am sure she'll be much happier than she is right now. Thank you, Wyoming. Then he said Liz Cheney's uninspiring concession speech in front of a tiny crowd in the great state of Wyoming, focused on her belief that the 2020 presidential election was not, despite massive and conclusive evidence to the contrary, rigged and stolen. It was, and that's not even counting the fact that many election changes in numerous states were not approved by the state legislatures, an absolute must. Liz Cheney is a fool who played right into the hands of those who want to destroy our country. Now, really think about this. If the Supreme Court rules that, no, it always had to be the legislators that make the decisions on how the elections are run. Does the 2020 election, does that mean that all those votes and everything that happened, all those laws, it violated the Constitution because the legislatures, they didn't make the laws? Does it mean that the entire election doesn't count? We'll have to see what the Supreme Court says, but this is becoming very, very interesting. Then Trump said the following. I assume that with the very big Liz Cheney loss, far bigger than had ever been anticipated, the January 6th Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs will quickly begin the beautiful process of dissolution. This was a referendum on the never-ending witch hunt. The people have spoken. And he's absolutely right. The people are not going along with this. The people say, listen, we're not listening to the Unselect Committee. These people are not bipartisan. We voted out Cheney. Kissinger is not even running for re-election. And they're pushing this entire show? It's absolutely ridiculous, and people see through it now. Qtah on True Social said the following. The dynasties crushed by Donald Trump, Bush, Clinton, Obama, McCain, Cheney. Now you understand why they had to throw two fake impeachments at him. Countless investigations. The DOJ, fake news, Spygate, rhinos, Dems, Fed boys, and a global virus to try and stop this man. He came in and flattened the establishment to the ground. They hate him for it. We love him for it. He isn't done yet. The best is yet to come. And he's absolutely right. Because I do believe we have confirmation that the best is yet to come. Remember, I do believe that we're seeing the biggest sting operation that we've ever seen in our lifetime. And Trump and the Patriots, they're leading these people down a path exposing everything that they're doing. Blueprint on Telegram put this out. President Trump's historic 2022 endorsement record is an iron testament to the army of patriots united around the country to save America. 2018, 56-40, 58%. 2020, 141-42, 77%. 2022, 183-17, 92%. Stay together, be strong, get organized, be heard, fight the censorship. You, the people, have all the power. You simply forgot how to play. Together, you are invincible. They want you divided. They want you silenced. Make noise. We are with you. Make it rain. Nothing is going to stop what is coming. Absolutely. And every move the deep state makes, every time they push, it is completely backfiring on them. And people are seeing the truth about these different agencies. And I do believe in the end, some of these agencies, they will cease to exist. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now is a deep cleaning. How do you clean these agencies? You expose it to we the people. You see, we the people have control. The government is not in control. You see, for the many, many years, they made you think, oh, the federal government, oh, we're doing this, we're the ones in control. It has to be centralized. It's actually the opposite. The government works for us. They sign our contract. What's our contract? It's the Constitution. Actually, they swear on a Bible to uphold the Constitution, to work for we the people. But remember, who are these people? These people are the criminal syndicate. These people are not elected by we the people. They're installed. These people are liars. So do you think they won't lie when they're swearing to uphold the Constitution? Of course they're going to lie. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boost of metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. And we can see that these people, they're panicking. The criminal syndicate is panicking because they see exactly what the people are learning. They see how powerful the people are getting, and they can't stop it. So what are they going to do? They're going to create chaos. They're going to cause problems. Remember, they need to shut it all down. They can't allow this to continue. And this is why they raided Mar-a-Lago. They thought, oh, wow, look, we're going to find out information. Now, I don't think that's what they thought. I think they did this for a specific reason, to get Trump's base angry and use this narrative later on, just like with January 6th. I do believe they're doing the same exact thing. And I do believe everything that they do is to make the base angry so they can try to use this against Trump. It's not going to work. And Trump, he called them out on it. He said, listen, you took my passports. Now, of course, we have some fake news. We have Peter Strzok saying, oh, look, one of these passports are probably Russian, probably dual citizenship. That's ridiculous. But this is what Trump put out. He said, the DOJ and the FBI just returned my passports. Thank you. Unfortunately, when they raided my home, Mar-a-Lago, 8 days ago, they just opened their arms and grabbed everything in sight, much as a common criminal would do. This shouldn't happen in America. Now, why did Trump have three passports? Well, one probably was his tourist passport, the one that we all have. But there are other passports. One is called a diplomatic passport. This is a passport that is issued by the United States, and these are granted to a person who travels abroad to carry out duties on behalf of the federal government. That's very interesting. Then we also have the official and foreign passports. Now, this type of passport is not like the tourist passport, but it's very similar to the diplomatic passport. This official passport are typically issued to Americans going abroad for U.S. government service, but who are not in the diplomatic corps like active duty military service members and their families. So no, did he have a Russian passport? No, he said he has three. One of them is expired. Don't know which one, but the fake news, Peter Strzok and the rest, they're trying to convince everyone that he's working with Russia and he has dual citizenship. Actually, it's the other way around. Those individuals that are projecting themselves and everything that they've done with other countries onto Trump. Remember, the Russia, Russia, Russia thing was completely debunked. And these people are just holding on to absolutely nothing. But they're still pushing their agenda because they have nothing left. They're trapped in their own narrative. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, why is this taking so long? This needs to move very quickly. Remember, when you look back in history, things seem a lot faster than they really are. Yes, when you read about things, when you start to look at things, you say, oh, wow, look, World War II. Ooh, look, the Revolutionary War. Look, all this. But these things happen in a very long period of time. Spygate Down on Telegram explains, I'm fresh off of 2 weeks with parents. The COVID scare behind us for now. A son has a duty. I think so. Bring strength and honor to bear as the lights slowly dim. And I find myself thinking about Donald J. Trump. Thoughtful patriots realize we have a little more than a decade left with dad. As brave sons of the Republic, we have a duty, you will agree, to send him off with his proud heart filled, knowing what we have accomplished. 10 years went by between the Stamp Act and the Second Continental Congress. Another 10 years elapsed before the Treaty of Paris was ratified. Our Constitution was not ratified by the states until 1788, and that's when the real work began. That Constitution was ratified 18 years after the Boston Massacre, 15 years after the Boston Tea Party, 13 years after Lexington, Concord, and Pulperville Ride, 12 years after Nathan Hale was cut down and Common Sense published, 7 years after the Battle of Yorktown, and 4 years after the treaty was signed. So when you really hear about what happened in the past, it took time. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Remember, we're removing the infiltration. We're removing the deep state. This is an information war. This is not a physical war. This is an information war. And it's time that we start thinking about it in those terms. We are at war. It's with information. Things don't happen within a week or 2 weeks. This infiltration has been building and building over time. And now we have these people where we want them. The patriots are waking up. The people of this country are waking up. The people of this country are thinking logically. The people are now pushing back. Now, yes, the deep state players, they're going to be pushing back. And they're going to push back hard because they don't want to lose all of this. Remember, in the past, they had control. They no longer have the control. So they're going to resort to chaos and many other things. Now, I want to go back to two posts, and these are four-year deltas, and it's just amazing how these are coming up at this moment as everything starts to heat up. And this is post 1926. This is August 19, 2018. Very interesting. Today is August 17th. And it says the following. Define fascism. Forcible suppression of opposition. Define censorship. The institution, system, or practice of censoring. Define narrative. A way of presenting or understanding a situation or series of events that reflects and promotes a particular point of view or set of values. Define projection. The attribution of one's own ideas, feelings, or attitudes to other people or to objects, especially the externalization of blame, guilt, or responsibility as a defense against anxiety. The forming of a plan, scheming. Define psychological projection. A theory in psychology in which the human ego defends itself against unconscious impulses or qualities, both positive and negative, by denying their existence in themselves while attributing them to others. Define narcissist, a person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. Narcissists who think the world revolves around them. Narcissists preening themselves in front of the mirror. Define dogma, a point of view or tenet put forth as authoritative without adequate grounds. Define aggression, forceful and sometimes overly assertive pursuit of one's aims and interests. Define suppression, the action of suppressing something such as activity or publication. Bonus round, narcissists are renowned for using psychological projection to blame other people, even when it is entirely apparent that they are the ones in the wrong. Then we go down to define realism, the quality or fact of representing a person, thing, or situation accurately or in a way that is true to life. Realism. Actions of Antifa. Antifa's in brackets and all caps. Aggression, projection, suppression, fascism, censorship, narrative dogma. Actions of fake news, aggression, projection, suppression, fascism, censorship, narrative dogma. Actions of Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Reddit, etc., and all the other social media platforms. Aggression, projection, suppression, fascism, censorship, narrative dogma, sheep no more, the more you know. And this is what they've been using on We the People. But the people are waking up right now. Now, the other post is very, very interesting because we're starting to see everything start to play out. And we know that the United States government was overthrown. Yes, you can call it cheating. But these people colluded with a foreign government and they overthrew the United States government. And in this post, it explains the whole thing. The whole entire plan, I do believe, is in this post. If you really think about it, this is post 1927. This is August 19, 2018. It says cause. It's in brackets. Define subversion. The act of subverting, the state of being subverted, especially a systematic attempt to overthrow or undermine a government or political system by persons working secretly from within. Effect, That's in brackets. And it points to a link, whitehouse.gov, presidential actions, and an executive order blocking property persons involved, serious human rights abuse, corruption. In this post, it highlights a certain part of this executive order. It says, the United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, as well as to protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these same persons. I therefore determine that the serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. The central bankers, they control the economy. We have a national security issue, a foreign policy threat. Think about this. Down below it says national emergency, all caps. January 1st, 2019, this is whitehouse.gov, presidential actions, 2018 Amendments Manual Court Martial United States. It says Section 12, in accordance with Article 33 of the U.S. UCMJ, as amended by Section 5204 of the MJA, the Secretary of Defense, in consultation with the Secretary of Homeland Security, will issue non-binding guidance regarding factors that commanders, convening authorities, staff judges advocates, and judge advocates should take into account when exercising their duties with respect to the disposition of charges and specifications in the interest of justice and discipline under Articles 30 and 34 of the UCMJ. That guidance will take into account with appropriate consideration of military requirements, the principles contained in the official guidance of the Attorney General to attorneys for the federal government with respect to the disposition of federal criminal cases in accordance with the principle of fair and even-handed administration of federal criminal law. Down below, it says, plus FBI personnel removal, plus DOJ personnel removal, plus CIA personnel removal, plus state personnel removal, plus White House personnel removal, plus House personnel removal, plus Senate personnel removal, plus Chair CEO VP removal, plus military budget, largest in our history, plus military presence around POTUS, plus 45,000 sealed indictments. Then down below it says nothing to see here. And yes, there are a couple of other links. If you really think about what's set up here, it is put into place to take down the entire system. And I do believe that's exactly what we're witnessing. And I do believe we got confirmation that everything is going as planned. Patriots Are in Control from Telegram put this out. And this was an interview with Kash Patel. And Kash says that Trump is literally in some of the best moods I've ever seen him in, because America is waking up to the corruption of our law enforcement agencies. The whole point of this period was to wake people up, and it's succeeding. And as a result, Trump is in a great mood. The plan is on track. And the plan is on track. The people are waking up. They're seeing the deep state for themselves. They're seeing the private West Central Bank. They're seeing the World Economic Forum. They're seeing their agenda. And as more and more people see this, experience it, taste it, feel it, the people wake up and the people push back. You could see pushback all over the place. You see the parents pushing back against their school boards. You see the people now pushing back when they go to vote. You see people now becoming digital soldiers and getting out there and pushing out the truth. You see people now talking to other people. You see people now seeing the FBI, the DOJ. You could see the thugs. You could see the SS. You could see who they really are. Trump is in a great mood because the American people are understanding the deep state. They're understanding the private Western Central Bank. They're understanding all of it. And as the people understand it, the people have the tools to fight back. And as you can see out in Wyoming, in Arizona, in Virginia, and many other states, Pennsylvania, you can see when the people go out to vote, the people are in the position of power. The people have the power to change everything. And this is the way the founding fathers always wanted it. This is the way The founding fathers created the Constitution. The power lies with we the people, not the federal government, not the state government, but we the people. We tell the federal government, the executive branch, what to do. Why do you think they call it the executive branch? Because they're like the secretaries for we the people. We have our wishes. We have what we want you to do. You just carry them out. And that's the way the founding fathers saw it. Because remember, they were living in a period where there was a king and there was nothing above the king. And the king called all the shots. And they started to realize, no, we need to have this the opposite way. The people should be in control. The people should make the decision, not just one person. And now the people are starting to figure that out once again. And the people are starting to use their power against the deep state. This is why Trump is in a good mood. Because the plan to wake the people up, the plan to make the people understand who has the power, is working. Which means the deep state players are panicking. Which means the fake news, big tech, they're panicking. Which means the puppet masters, they are panicking right now. And they have hardly any ammunition left. They won't be able to stop all of us. That's impossible. So they're going to try to shut things down. They're going to try to cause chaos somehow, some way. But this will not work. You know why? The people are smarter than that. They've always have been. And the people will push back like you've never seen before. Not physical, not violently, nothing like that. They'll push back in a way that we've never seen before. And the deep state will never be able to stop this push. And what is that push? When we go to vote. That's where all the power lies. See, they thought they'd be able to take our power away. They thought, oh, you know what we could do? We can manipulate the system. We can cheat. We'll keep the people asleep. And we'll be able to call the shots. But now with the people awake, that system won't work. Yes, they'll still have cheating. Yes, they'll still try. They tried in all the other elections. But the people, they can override and overwhelm their system. And it's been done time after time, time after time. And they won't be able to stop that. And this is going to get worse and worse for them. The numbers that they're reporting, they're probably a lot worse from Arizona, from Wyoming. But they don't want people to know how bad these people lost by. Remember, they are criminal. They're part of the criminal syndicate. They were installed. But I do believe this is why they stopped the counting, because they realized, holy crap, we really lost this one. There's no way we can cheat in Arizona, in Wyoming, and all the other places. When the midterms come, they're going to try to stop the midterms. They're going to try to delay it. Remember, they delayed January 6th because they needed to cheat and cover up what they did on November 3rd. They stopped everything on November 3rd. Will they try to delay the midterms? Yes. Do I think they'll be completely canceled? I don't think so. I think they'll try to delay it the best they can with chaos and everything else. But in the end, I don't think it's going to work. And I do believe the people, they're going to push back. Now, one way they could delay the midterm elections, they could have people go ahead and vote and then all of a sudden start the chaos during the voting period to delay it. They could try it beforehand. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but I do believe they're going to try something. Is it going to work? Absolutely not. Why? Because the Patriots know the playbook. The Patriots, the people, we the people are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the 5 critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. HealthWithX22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com.